Good morning. Thank you very much for tuning in. God bless you. We appreciate you for coming back on this Jeku Mwimba podcast. It is our privilege to welcome you in the name of Jesus. If it's for your first time, God bless you for stopping by, and we believe that you'll subscribe so that whenever there are messages available, you can also know about them. And we request of you that you may share this page with your friends, family members, and people around you so that we can share the word of God with so many other people. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're going to continue again with the series of our faith. We spoke a little bit about faith. We have several episodes that we spoke about faith. So we're going to carry on again on that same series of our faith. And God bless you as you are listening. And we request of you as well, when you are tuning in on this page, please take your Bible, take your notepad, and you can write biblical verses. And we encourage you to also go and read and meditate on what we have spoken about. That also will help you to build your faith, to build Jesus Christ in you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you in Jesus' name. We're going to pray with you before we carry on. Lord Jesus Christ, Father, here we come to you with our emptiness. Lord, fill us with your heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know, Father, that in your word there is healing, there is salvation, there is freedom. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we draw near to you, draw near to us through your word in the name of Jesus. As we listen and we share your word, Father, help us to build faith, to build yourself, Father, in us in the name of Jesus. As you prepare us, Lord, because the Bible says he who has called us into fellowship with his son will keep us blameless and strong until the day of your coming. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and say, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. We are so excited to talk about faith, because faith is the only thing that pleases God. For the Bible says when we come to him, we must have faith in our heart that he exists and is the rewarder of those who are seeking him diligently. And we do seek him diligently. He's going to reward us in the name of Jesus. And it's by faith that we believe is alive. It is by faith that we believe that he's coming back to fetch us again. So for that reason, today we're going to talk about the killers of faith. What kills our faith? Yes, when we are Christians, we have faith in God. We believe and we come to him by faith, but there are also killers of faith. There are things that when we entertain them in our hearts, those things ended up killing our faith, ended up stopping the miracle of God in our lives, ended up stopping the hand of God to be active upon our lives. So we're going to talk about those things, and now we're going to explore them and how God can help us to know them so that we do not entertain them in our heart, and we do not also break that communion with God. Because when we do not have faith, when our faith is killed, that means there's no communion with our God. We're going to read from the book of Mark. If you have your book, please turn to the book of Mark chapter 6. For this reason, you can actually read from verse 1 all the way to verse 6. But for this reason, we're not going to read verse 5. And we read, he could not do any miracle there except laying his hand on the few sick, because the few sick, and healed them. And he was amazed at the lack of their faith. This is about Jesus Christ preaching in his hometown. When you read this, you'll understand that when Jesus Christ went into his hometown, began to preach, as he was preaching, the Bible says these people, they heard the message that he was sharing, the message of God. They received it in their heart. And that also shows us that these people had some kind of faith in God. Because if they were sitting listening to Jesus Christ preaching, if they heard the message of their heart, which means they had the faith in their heart, and they began to question themselves. The one say, no, this is a carpenter. The one say, this is the son of Mary. This is the son of Joseph. Isn't his sister here? Isn't this? They begin to ask themselves so many questions. And by asking those questions, they took offense. They took offense at what Jesus Christ was sharing with them. The Bible tells me because they took offense, Jesus Christ could not perform a miracle. Because they took offense, Jesus Christ could not carry on with what he was assigned by God to do, except laying hand on few sick that were around and healing them. But Jesus Christ was amazed by their lack of faith. But this, we understand that these people, they had faith at the beginning because they were sitting there understanding, they were sitting there following what Jesus Christ was talking about. And they said to themselves, this man has spoken with great wisdom and authority. So faith has already taken place in their hearts. And the moment they took offense, because they knew Jesus Christ where he's from, they knew his family, they knew his mother, they knew his background, and they took offense at that, the Bible says Jesus Christ couldn't do anything. Because of their lack of faith, because of their lack on unbelief, Jesus Christ could not perform miracle. Miracle, we're talking about healing. We're talking about deliverance and salvation. Only a few. So in that case, Jesus Christ has to stop what he was doing because they lack faith. Because of their offense brought about the lack of faith. Jesus Christ did not continue with doing his work. So by this we understand that when we entertain offense in our hearts, that offense will produce grudge, and that grudge will produce bitterness, and bitterness will produce pain of the past, and that can stop immediately the hand of God working in our life. That can kill our faith. So by this we understand that the killers of our faith are offenses, are grudges, are bitterness and pain of the past. When you entertain them in your heart, you cannot approach God to pray. When you entertain bitterness in your heart, you cannot approach God and pray. When you entertain offense, when you entertain grudges, pain of the past, these things, they stop the miracle of God in our lives. They stop the hand of God in our lives. They stop the healing of God in our lives and salvation. By this offense, bitterness, grudges, by this pain of the past, by this envy, by this jealousy, can actually remove us from the kingdom of God and take us directly to the kingdom of darkness. Jesus Christ could not perform anything because of their great lack of faith. And these are the greatest killers of faith. When we entertain them in our hearts, we kill our faith. The Bible tells me in the book of Leviticus chapter 19 verse 17 and 18. The Bible says we do not have to entertain offense in our hearts. When our brother does something wrong, we have to rebuke them directly in their faces. We have to tell them what you are doing is wrong. For if we take an offense, if we entertain that offense in our heart, is as good as sharing in their guilt. That's what the Bible says. We read Leviticus chapter 19, we read verse 17. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so that you will not share in his guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear grudge against one of your brother. This is clear. So we understand that when we bear grudges, when we entertain bitterness, when we entertain offense, pain of the past, we are just as guilty as the person who has caused us that offense. The person who has caused us for us to be offended. Whatever they did to us, whenever we take those offense, we are just as guilty. And these are the killers of faith. We need to avoid them as Christians. We need to avoid by all means to keep offense. We need to avoid by all means to entertain bitterness, to entertain grudges. Rather deal with it directly instead of entertaining them in our heart. When we entertain them, we stop the hand of God from working in our lives. We stop the miracle of God. We stop the healing. We stop salvation. We stop that communion. These are the killers of faith. From the book of Luke chapter 5, when you read 17 and we read 17 to 18, as Jesus Christ was teaching them, the power of God was present. That's what the Bible says. The power of God was present. Jesus Christ was teaching them. So that means these people, they heard the message of God. They did not take any offense. Their hearts were clean. Their hearts were right in God. They did not have any bitterness, any envy, any jealousy, any grudges, any pain of the past, any offense in their heart. That's what the Bible says. As Jesus Christ was teaching, and the power of God was present, which means the faith was present, and Jesus Christ healed many. We understand by this, we can all hear the same message of Jesus Christ. It depends on how we receive it in our heart. When we receive the message of God in our heart without bitterness, without envy, without jealousy, without grudges, without pain of the past, the power of God will be available to heal us. The power of God will be available because faith is available. The power of God can only be present where faith is available. But when faith has been killed, the power of God will not be available. Two different scenarios from the book of Mark chapter 6. Jesus Christ taught the people. They took offense. He could not perform his miracle. In the book of Luke chapter 5, Jesus Christ taught the people. They did not take offense. He was able to heal many. They were all healed. The Bible says none of them returned home the same way. They were all healed. We understand, but that we need to avoid offense by all means. We need to avoid grudges by all means. We need to avoid bitterness, pain of the past, envy, jealousy, so that these things cannot kill our faith. And these are the things that the devil is using to get connected himself to us, or to connect us to himself. And once we are connected to the devil, we do not have any more faith of Jesus Christ in our heart. From the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 14, the Bible says, Acts chapter 10, 44. The Bible says, while he was still teaching, the Spirit of God came upon those who heard the message. Meaning the Spirit of God came upon those who did not have offense in their heart. The Spirit of God came upon those who did not have bitterness. The Spirit of God came upon those who did not have hatred or bad feelings toward others, who did not have pain of the past. The Spirit of God came upon those people. But when we intertwine those things in our heart, the Spirit of God can never be manifested in our hearts. The Spirit of God can never be seen in our hearts. We can read the Bible with offense. We will never get to understand the Bible. We can read the Bible with offense. We'll never get to grow. Faith will never take place in our heart, because these are the killers of faith. So as the Christian community, we must pray and ask God that God can help us to live with no offense in our heart. Offense will surely come, but entertaining that offense will result in grudges. Entertaining that grudge will result in bitterness, and that bitterness will result in pain of the past. Then we are in deeper trouble. We need to avoid this by all means. Yes, we'll be offended. Yes, we can take grudges, but we do not have to entertain them all for long. We have to pray that God can help us to step out of them as quick as possible, so that we do not break that communion with Jesus Christ, so that we do not break that miracle is on our way to us, so that we do not break that blessing of God is on our way to us. The devil knows exactly the plan that God has upon your life, the plan to prosper you, the plan to make you great, the plan to take you to heaven, and he does not want you to reach to that plan. He wants to disrupt you, he wants to take as many as possible with him to the fire, to the eternal life of fire. He wants to take them there. But Jesus Christ does not want you to go there, so that we must avoid offense by all means, so that when the word of God can come to us, we can receive it. When the word of God can come to us with no bitterness in our heart, with no grudges in our heart, with no pain of the past, envy, jealousy, we can receive the Spirit of God. We can receive the miracle in our heart. If these people in the book of Acts of Apostles, Peter was preaching, if they had grudges, if they had offenses, if they had pain of the past, the Spirit of God was not gonna fall upon them, because it was gonna create a barrier. but their hearts were pure. They received the Spirit of God. In the book of Luke, chapter 5, 17, starting from 17, these people were able to receive the healing because their hearts were pure. Their heart did not have any offense, any bitterness, any grudges. They availed themselves. Upon availing themselves, the power of God also became available to them. The power of God became evident in their lives. It is for you and I today to pray that Jesus Christ can help us to maintain the faith. Jesus Christ can help us that these things I've named do not come and kill our faith, do not come and steal our peace, do not come and steal our blessing, do not come and break that communion in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we stand before you, Lord, we pray that by your grace and mercy, help us, Father, not to entertain bitterness, to entertain offense, to entertain pain of the past, to entertain grudges, jealousy, envy, bad feelings toward others. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever connection the devil is trying to use to connect us to himself, to destroy that communion between you and us, Lord, let that chain be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, you chain of bitterness, you chain of pain of the past, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. You chain of grudges, bad feelings toward others, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. You chain of imprisonment because of bitterness, envy, jealousy, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for restoration in Jesus' name. Just as Jesus Christ, you appeared to restore us, to make us right with God. I pray for that to be evident in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that to be evident in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for a pure heart in Jesus' name. Receive a pure heart in the name of Jesus. Receive a pure heart in the name of Jesus. Whatever bitterness, pain of the past, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. The power of God is available. The Bible says, by the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. We're going to take this opportunity to pray for the sick, to pray for whatever situation you're going through. Just believe. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, here we come with our burdens. Lord, give us rest in Jesus' name. By the anointing, you break the yoke. Let the yoke of sickness, disease be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the yoke of nightmare, fear be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the yoke of lack and want be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim healing. I proclaim salvation. I proclaim deliverance. I proclaim blessing. I proclaim abundance in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We appreciate your time. In the name of Jesus Christ, and God will continue to bless you. Please, we beg of you, share this message with your family members, with your friends, with your colleagues, so they may also be blessed through this word of God. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And remember, we are also on TikTok for weekly or every second day message. You can also tune there at J. Kumwimba Ministries. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning to your life. Amen, amen, and amen.